Back to the States now, and President Trump has had a roller coaster day, campaigning in four separate states, from Michigan to Nevada, in a last-ditch attempt to overcome Joe Biden's lead in the opinion polls and secure four more years in the White House. Here's our US correspondent, Simon Marks.
There's 1 week left for Americans to cast their ballots. Put everything you know about Election Day to one side. It doesn't exist anymore. Thanks to huge enthusiasm for early voting, more than 64 million Americans have already done their duty, like these voters in New York City.
I actually came yesterday and I left because the line was like 2 hours long.
I mean, I did wait 2.5 hours, but that's what this cell phone is for. So I listen to music, gave me my sticker, which I have.
All over the country, they're doling out those I voted stickers faster than they can print them. Russell Hollis works in the county clerk's office in Marion County, Indiana, where more than 100,000 people voted over the weekend.
We did add more machines on Sunday. On Sunday morning, we did see smaller wait times, but ultimately, it was a sea of voters that just flocked to all of our voting sites on Saturday.
So the candidates are making their closing arguments, and Joe Biden trekked to the town of Warm Springs in Georgia. If the name is familiar, it should be. It's where Franklin Delano Roosevelt used to retreat when he wanted to escape Washington, the place where the former president planned the taxpayer-funded New Deal that took America out of the Great Depression. Exactly the kind of government program Joe Biden is considering to get America out of the great pandemic.
Think about all those who have died. They were giving their all while their president was giving up. Well, I'm here to tell you, we can and we will control this virus. As president, I will never wave the white flag of surrender.
President Trump doesn't want to talk about COVID-19 anymore. On Twitter, he assailed the media, insisting it's our obsession, not the public's. Cadences that he articulates wherever he goes.
We're rounding the turn. You know, all they want to talk about is COVID. By the way, on November 4th, you won't be hearing so much about it.
But America is not rounding the turn. There have been 500,000 new infections in the past week alone. And in some states, hospital systems are rationing intensive care beds. But rather than challenge Joe Biden's plan to tackle coronavirus, which is itself absolutely open to criticism, the president wants to move the campaign in a different direction.
While America's cities burned, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris fanned the flames, refusing to strongly condemn violence.
His latest ad attacks the Democrats for burying the issue of violence in America's cities, falsely suggesting urban areas from coast to coast are ablaze.
In Joe Biden's America, we'll all be in danger.
President Trump is engaged in a battle for his political life. It's taking him to four separate states today, where he's celebrating the arrival of Amy Coney Barrett on the bench of the Supreme Court.
Amy Coney Barrett, do solemnly swear.
Her swearing in on Monday night could change America's trajectory for decades to come. The Republicans certainly hope it will galvanize their supporters to show up at the polls. With 64 million voters having already cast their ballots, you might be wondering who will be left to show up at polling stations next Tuesday. Well, back on the streets of New York this morning, we found him.
It's the regular day, that's why. I like the same on Tuesdays. I like it that way. Then I used to go out and get drunk.
A man with a plan, and he's probably not the only one. For Checkpoint, I'm Simon Marks in Washington.